Jerry Bader, show 1007. I actually would think of this more Scottish than Irish. I'm not sure, though. I could be totally wrong on that. That rendition. Although this is one of my favorite hymns, so you're okay in any event. Oh, it is. Okay. All right, as well, it's Celtic or Celtic, depending on which pronunciation you go with. Both are correct. All right, so that works out. Do you know the backstory behind this hymn? What motivated the author of the lyrics to write this? I wonder how many people know that. When he refers to himself as a wretch that was saved, do you know what he's referring to? I wonder how many atheist liberals know this. He worked on a slave ship. And during a horrific storm, I don't know if he prayed to God, but he realized the wretched, wicked thing he was doing, trafficking in human beings. That's what it's about. I just wonder how many people know that. All right, let's get into this one. There is a myth, and I know a lot of people are going to a lot of conservatives are going to disagree with me on this, but I'm telling you, this is a myth. There is a mythology that conservatives believe that Kennedy patriarch Joseph Kennedy, father of the Kennedy brothers, got rich bootlegging moonshine. It's not true. No, I know it is. You're wrong. No, you're wrong. I don't know why you're defending that liberal Kennedy. I'm telling you, it's not true. Here is what happened. In the 1920s and early 30s, risk takers who invested in alcohol while it was still underground hit the jackpot when it was legalized. Joseph Kennedy did secure medicinal liquor permits during Prohibition, and in the months before the anti-alcohol law was repealed in 1933, he secured the exclusive import rights to popular liquor brands from Europe. Okay. That's how he made part of his fortune. It was perfectly legal. Now, there was crony capitalism going on there with the Roosevelt administration, but it was legal. He wasn't a bootlegger. I mean, it's just not true. However, here's the really interesting part of that story. Kennedy saw that prohibition was going to be lifted, and he got way ahead of the curve in securing import rights to very popular European hard liquor. He knew it was going to be allowed sooner rather than later. And he was able to clean up because he then owned a big part of that market. There's another opportunity like that coming. At least some people think there is. One guy who's investing a lot of money in it. Here's what it is. It's pot. Many people believe, and quite frankly, I'm one of them, many people believe that sooner rather than later, marijuana is going to be essentially legal. It's still a controlled substance according to the federal law, but state by state by state. I would say 5 years or less. Unless there's a complete change in Washington. It's a lot like gay marriage. Agree or disagree with it, it appears to be an idea whose time has come. I disagree with legalized marijuana. I think it will cause societal ills. Experiences in other countries prove me wrong. I understand that. But I oppose it. I also really believe, though, that it is an idea whose time has come, and I don't know if you can stop it. Wall Street Journal does this interview on Saturday called The Weekend Interview. It's a long interview that they do with someone interesting that you being the typical news consumer may not be aware of. His name is Justin Hartfield. He plans on being the Philip Morris of marijuana. When it's legalized, he's going to have a structure in place, and he's already doing it for the, you know, where you can do it. but he's going to be in a position to capitalize on legalized marijuana before anyone else does. That is his goal. And he has started these little companies, but he's looking at selling marijuana legally and having the infrastructure in place. The pullout quote they have is, "We want to go direct to the consumer, like wine.com. We love that model." And he's got Weed Maps, which is a web-based service right now. He says the market is worth billions, he insists, and it's perma because every batch needs to be tested. Basically, you know, and by the way, he already has marijuana.com, the internet domain. We love that model, as I said. If we regulate marijuana like alcohol, we can ship it to people under the same rules and regulations that already exist to allow wineries and distributors to do that. It's quite a vision. One, Mr. Hartfield is confident he'll realize in the next decade. But right now, the dream of Whole Foods or Walmart carrying premium Bud next to Bud Light feels a long way off. Considering the do-it-yourself quality of the marijuana industry today, where windowless home offices are turned into grow rooms, and even high-end dispensaries offer a menu of strains that go by names like Dr. Kevorkian, Cookie Monster, and Green Crack. What they're saying is, because you can home grow marijuana, it would seem weird that people would buy it commercially. Well, as soon as prohibition was lifted on alcohol, people stopped, for the most part, making bathtub gin and other moonshine. You didn't need to anymore. I want to throw this out to you. If this guy went public, would you gamble on this? Irrespective of how you feel about legalized marijuana, if this guy went public and you could buy shares in a company that is preparing to corner the market on legal marijuana, would you do it? Jason, if you had the cash to invest, say you had $20,000 lying around and you wanted to put it in stock, would you put it in more substantial, established stock? Or would you risk some of it on this? And are there, if you oppose legal, because here's the thing, I oppose legalized marijuana. I think this guy is right. And I think he's brilliant, and I think it's going to pay off for him. Because I do think this is going to happen. And my sooner rather than later is 5 years or less. Just throw that out to you. If you have an opinion on that, if not, we can move on to other things. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Because I also have a topic I want to get some phone calls on in the next half hour. It's 10:15.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.